Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all our precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are always a blessing and very much needed. Thank you, Brother Rice, for all your edifying, encouraging preaching from the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And we bless all the saints everywhere and Maranatha.
Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord.
And bless the Lord.
Come bless the Lord.
Come bless the Lord.
All ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. We do bless you, Lord. We thank and praise you for your great goodness, your great salvation, your marvelous love and kindness, your tender mercies, your long suffering to us who believe. We pray for Brother David this morning. Raise him up, make him whole, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Edie, the prayer of faith, in the name of Jesus, Lord, make her whole, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all that are afflicted. We pray, O God, for we that are here gathered in your name, we would represent you well. Help us to do it, Lord. We would glorify you in our bodies and our spirits. We would worship you in spirit and in truth. Help me, Lord God. Minister as you give the ability or to speak words of faith to minister grace, that which is good for the use of edifying, for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, and the edifying of the body of Christ. Our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I've got writings here from Brother Malone. They seem to be good for edification, so we'll try to transfer them to you all. In response to Sunday's daily bread, a gem, we are saved by hope, so judge nothing before it's time. We will start off by saying that at no time in our Lord's ministry did his disciples seem to fully comprehend why he had come into the world or realize the true power that was invested in him. The work that was being done through humiliation, obedience, crucifixion, etc., was hidden things to them. The plainest words and the clearest warnings from their master of what was to befall him seemed to have no effect on their minds. Although they had a knowledge of the scripture, they still understood not completely or received, not entirely until the very end. Peter even tried to dissuade him from doing the very thing that was essential, which was going to the cross, suffering and dying and being resurrected in newness of life. They disputed among themselves or each other. They disputed among each other about who would be the greatest. In the garden, the three that he tried to show his agony went to sleep. In his greatest hour of need, they all forsook him. Peter, the most forward of them, even cursed and swore that he didn't even know him. Even after the resurrection, there still remained infirmities and doubt. In the end, they were all saved. None were lost. They were saved by the grace, mercy, love, long-suffering, compassionate, faith, etc., all provided by the God-man, Christ Jesus. Then came the Spirit, the Acts, Paul, the epistles, and these are the exact provisions that are made available to us today for our salvation and will effectually work for us in the same way as those things worked in each individual one of them. They work the same in each of us as they work collectively. They also work privately. The things that is ministered to one is ministered to all. The same effect that it has on you will be the same effect that it will have on your brethren. All who are called of God, we must remember that this is all done on God's terms and not ours. If you have a desire to serve God, it is he who hath given you that desire. Take him at his word and leave it to him. He can and does all things well. He makes no mistakes. Listen not to any argument from anyone who tries to convince you otherwise. Answer him that all of his arguments spring from ignorance. Answer him that you have not so learned Christ Jesus. Answer him that you know your Lord and Savior as a loving friend and brother. Answer him that you will look to no other for help or comfort as long as you can repose your weary soul on the man Christ Jesus. He is able. We're in the same boat. Although we can do nothing to aid and abet God in his plan of salvation, nor can we enhance the quality of it, we can smooth the transition from life to death by applying the oil of the Spirit and allowing things to work as is God's design. All right. My words to be continued. Inspired by J.C. Ryles, written August 10th, 2026. Well, that's good for edification, eh? Hallelujah. All right. So let the church be edified. When we receive the call, we start pressing into the kingdom, forsaking all to follow Jesus. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness of God by faith. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable to his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Once we receive the call, we start pressing into the kingdom. We forsake all to follow Jesus. But this one thing I do, forgetting the things behind, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark. Receiving the call of God, we began to press into the kingdom, forsaking all to follow him. Hallelujah. So forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things that are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Take no thought for what to eat or what to drink or what to wear. Hallelujah. Your Heavenly Father, know that you have need of all these things. First seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, we read about them in Hebrews chapter 11. Tell all the exploits done by faith, the faith of Christ. Hallelujah. They wrought righteousness. They subdued kingdoms. The dead was raised to life. They did it all by faith. Somebody say amen this morning. Hallelujah. Well, seeing then that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, listen to it. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us. Once we receive the call, we press into the kingdom. We forsake all to follow Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, now is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Every way. No equal ground with unbelievers and heretics. You know, we talked about being not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. So there is no equal ground. They don't know what we know. They can't see what we see. They don't hear what we hear. We have no fellowship. There's no equal ground. When you talk about the call of God and pressing into the kingdom, it means something different to them. When you talk about forsaking all to follow Jesus, it means something entirely different. There's no equal ground. Believe me, there's no equal ground. So you don't be unequally yoked together with folk who talk religious talk. You be perfectly joined together with people that walk the walk. And that's the walk of faith. Don't let anything else divide you. Not location, not race, creed, or color. You find somebody pressing into the kingdom, then you press in with them. You encourage them to press in. Hallelujah. You find somebody that you talk about pressing into the kingdom and mean something different, leave them alone. You'll just be distracted. There won't be no end to it. Absolutely not. They'll say, oh, yeah, well, I got the call. Well, I'm telling you about the call. When you get the call from God, it says, come follow me. Let's press into the kingdom. Not a lollygag. It's a press. Now, y'all didn't say it's a press. It's striving. Yeah, great effort. Now, as I say, you say it to the world and it means something different. Hopefully, we're talking the same thing. When I say receive the call, that means the master call. So I need you over here. Come on. You're not of the world. You're my son. I've redeemed you. I've given you eternal life. All my glory. All this matter you now. Come on. Let's press into this. Let's press into this. Let's press into it. Let's take it by force. Hallelujah. But understand now, these words don't mean the same to everybody. There are some that don't have eyes to see. They don't have ears to hear. They don't have hearts to perceive. Now, I speak to you because I believe you have ears to hear. But you have to hear. You understand. You have power to become sons of God. You have to make your calling and election sure. You have to walk in this faith and obedience to the end. You won't get in without pressing. God chose you to press. He chose you to strive. He chose you for suffering. Yes. Yes. He chose you for death and resurrection. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, usually the word and it falls upon hearts, covetous hearts, proud hearts. I read Brother Spurgeon's Morning by Morning yesterday. I read it several times. I'm going to tell you about it, Ann. It's always good to me. The Word of God, that's the grace that God's given me. It's never old. We can pick it up anywhere, and my heart will start to rejoice. Whether it's in Genesis, Zechariah, Obadiah, in the Psalms or the Proverbs. Yeah, once you, Yes, brother. My heart rejoiced. You know, like Brother Jeremiah, I found thy words and I did eat them. And thy words were unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. See? Now, I'm always going to have a problem with lackadaisical and slothful, because that's not the God we serve. This is a bad, sorry testimony of the God we serve. And what we have is a bunch of people who exclaim his greatness, but they don't demonstrate. You know, they fawn over their grandchildren. They have nothing to say about God. I've always got something to say about it. I'm always going to glorify God. Why? Because I've got the call, and I'm pressing into the kingdom. It's a sorry testimony if you got nothing to say for God. Yeah, that's not saying I'm God. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not, Gino. Praise the Lord. But Brother Spurgeon was talking about, you know, I wish I was as in time past, you know, when I was walking close to God. And then he started looking the reasons of why you were not as in time past. And the first thing he said, maybe you start to slacken your prayer. Slowfulness. How about that? Slowfulness casts into a deep sleep. And an idle soul shall suffer hunger. By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of hand the house droppeth through. So again, receiving the call, we have to press in. We can't be slothful. That means not fervent. Everybody understand? Now, there's no in between. We can't be not fervent. We must be fervent, not slothful. Praise God. We must be about our Father's business. We must cast off the works of darkness. All this lethargy. This doesn't give God glory. God hadn't done us wrong, and we're well able to glorify God. That's what he's called us to. Y'all think we're going to sit around the kingdom and look sorry? If we won't get there, if we don't learn how to rejoice in the Lord, we won't make it. Hallelujah. Huh? We don't learn how to love our neighbor, speak the truth to our neighbor, we won't get to the kingdom. So what we need to do is press into the kingdom. Now, having received this call from God, let's press in. Thank you, Lord. Slowfulness. Man ought to always pray. And I mean earnest prayer. Earnest prayer is when you put off all the shuck. And you just get honest with God. Judgment day on it. That's good prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. When it's just you and God, are you not concerned about what Neil did? Amen. When you go and you're concerned about the other fellow, it's not earnest prayer. Huh? Amen. Except you're interceding for their good. Amen. Then it's earnest prayer. Otherwise, it's a bunch of distraction. Come on. And just a good knowledge of our frailty, our condition, would prompt us into earnest prayer. That's just the opposite. Just the opposite. When we slack from prayer, then we believe something else. You know, I'm all right. There's no need. Now, come on. God saved us so we can know how wretched we are. Huh? Yeah, so he can know what he's saving us from. Praise the Lord. It's a great salvation. He's a great God. All that we say and do should punctuate, actually, you know, should give, thank you, Lord. What's the word? Credibility. It should agree with it. Yeah, what we do should agree that God is great, greatly to be praised. So there's no room for slothfulness, no room for lethargy, huh? Apathy. You don't take it or leave it. No, I need Jesus. I need Jesus. Every day, every hour. Hallelujah. That's the truth. And what you ought to do is believe. That will set you free. Understand that? Now, all of our inaction and our lethargy and slothfulness say, I don't really need God. Y'all know that? Y'all still do it though, huh? That means you need it. You need him so you'll stop doing it. We'll have to get out of it. We won't get into the kingdom saying, well, you know, if I make it, I make it. You won't get there. He said, well, you know, I ain't as bad as Terry. You won't get to the kingdom. No, you won't. Might as well stop it and begin to press in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The next thing he talked about was he named three things: slowfulness, or leaving off from prayer. And of course, prayer means prayer. Just going through emotion is not prayer. You don't get the benefit. You don't get the effect. You don't worship God. You must worship God in spirit and in truth, which means that you must approach him that he's God. And the slowful way that we show up with no fear does not say he's God. And we don't even know that that's slowful, and we're blaspheming God when we show up before him like he's just some anybody, everybody. Y'all don't know that's slowful? That's disrespectful? That's blasphemous? You don't know that? I thought you said you got the call. He's a great God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He talked about idolatry. So maybe you found some idol, which is easy to do. Anything you put above God, covetousness, idolatry, they are the very same thing. So when the word falls upon covetous hearts, then we don't give God any glory. We're slowful. We're apathetic. Huh? That means covetous heart. Yeah, no matter how much I love you, God, I love you. When the heart's covetous, that's idolatry. Exactly. That's another God. Now, thou shalt have no other God before me. Huh? Not your feelings. Certainly not your flesh. But I live here. I've been walking around and talking a long time, and most folk, they prefer their flesh. Absolutely. They won't crucify that so they can get next to God. That makes for apathetic. Makes for slowful. Makes from drawn away from God. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Having received the call, we press into the kingdom. I mean press. Hallelujah. Now hopefully it falls upon good ground. And press will mean press, not slowful. But to the covetous heart, press means slowful. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I hope you do. Praise the Lord. We want to see some evidence, though. Y'all hear me talking? I'm not the only one saved in here. Come on. I do know how to act, though. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what folk think about you. Give glory to God who saved you. Hallelujah. Give glory to the God who saved you. Loves you with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. There it is. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Y'all want to hear the next one? Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, hey, we're overcomers. I'm in the dining hall. And with their lips do honor me. Oh, I sure love you, Jesus. But they have removed their hearts far from me. And their fear toward me is taught by the precepts of man. That's why they present themselves any kind of way. You know, they don't tremble at my word. They're not humble and contrite in my presence. Huh? They're proud and haughty. They're stiff-necked, hard-hearted. Oh, God. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people. They hear thy words. But they will not do them, for with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after covetousness, idolatry. So he talked about slothfulness, idolatry. The next thing he talked about was pride. We all know about it. Only by pride cometh contention. Only by prayer. Brother talked about the disciples striving about who was the greatest. That makes for contention because it comes from pride. Who's the greatest? Who's right instead of what's right? When a man is looking for what's right, he's searching for righteousness. Who's right? Then he's trying to see who the greatest is. Mostly we try to see who the greatest. So whenever there's something that we're trying to work out, what gets in the way is our personality. We're really not trying to find the right course or how to handle the matter wisely. We're trying to show who the greatest is. Wicked. Hallelujah. And of course, we've done it so much, we can't identify. No, because the hearts aren't right. Y'all know God's in control here?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no other way. We're not going to sidestep God. We're not going to come up with some other. No, absolutely not. No, the God that called us, we're going to rejoice in him. And nobody's going to have to poke us with the, huh? No, we're just going to rejoice in him. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. So he talked about those. Pride, pride, pride. Let me see. Help me, Lord. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride. Hate evil. Pride. And arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Hallelujah. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Said another way, there's no wisdom aside from the fear of the Lord. If it's not from the fear of the Lord, no matter, it's just not wise. Hallelujah. That's not wise. That's foolishness. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Only by pride cometh contention. Y'all understand that? Only by pride. Only by pride. Only by pride. Where there is envy and strife, there is confusion. Every evil work. Pride goeth before destruction. And a haughty spirit. Haughty. That's proud while looking down on others. Yeah. We're good at it, huh? Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Do you think the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that lust dwell in us lusteth to envy? You think it say that in vain? Hallelujah. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud. But he giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God. Draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Okay, submit yourself therefore to God. Only if we would walk in this faith that God has given us and hear with these ears. Like I said before, you know, when you speak the truth to those that are pressing into the kingdom, it means one thing. That's even among us. And to those that are not, it means something else. I speak the truth every day. Absolutely. I have grace to do it. Your ears to hear. But your heart will determine what you hear. Everybody understand? So when I say press into the kingdom, it don't mean the same thing to all of us. When I say fervent, it certainly don't mean the same. No, it doesn't. No, when I say slowful, it doesn't mean the same thing. No, but it does mean what it means. Understand that. God says what he means and mean what he says. He's a great God. And us in any kind of pride or slowfulness, it does not testify that he's great God. When we have to be pulled and prodded rather than running to him, it doesn't say that he's love. Praise the Lord. We doubt everything he said. Come on. Now let the word fall upon good ground. Hallelujah. Don't say, why is he talking like this? Because I'm sent by God. Y'all understand that God ministered to me so I can minister to you. He give me something that I'll have somewhat to offer. Then make sure you receive it. Say he's God. Hallelujah. Yeah, get the personalities out of it. Because I'm not talking about who the greatest. As far as I'm concerned, he's the greatest. And I'm in him. Are you not in him? Well, praise the Lord, saint. Nothing to contend about then, is there? We're all the same. He put no difference between us. No difference between the Jew and the Greek. Bond or free. We're all one in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, that satisfied the righteous, but to the proud, and they don't want that. You're saying with a pastor rice? No, they're not good enough. You're these low lights, I got to rise above that. Who's the greatest? Now, don't tell them. These things work. Yes, they do. You don't have to. They work automatically. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's the root of a lot of things that we see. It's the pride, it's the covetousness, it's the slothfulness. Yeah, praise the Lord. Well, we call it by some other name, but it's still the same. Understand? Hallelujah. Anything that don't give glory to God, say that he's not God. Absolutely. Slothfulness don't give glory to God. Y'all understand that. Just make sure you understand that. Slothfulness does not give glory to God. No. No, 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 no. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't God good?
Hallelujah.
He gives us so many blessings, undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him. A little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Hallelujah. Heard a man of God say that there is no help in turning from God. We must turn to God. There's no other help. Hallelujah. He talked about some missed the mark because they held to the man's identity and not to the truth. That even helped happen concerning him. Some folk held to Brother Stair's identity rather than the truth. That's problematic. That's problematic. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But it's just manifest what's in the heart. We can't blame Brother Stair. Y'all understand that. Hallelujah. He went on to say that submission is needed in everything. Now, our ears don't hear submission the same. You understand? The proud, when I say submission, they hear something different. Exactly. Righteousness, they hear something different. When we hear what the Spirit say, we understand the purity, the holiness of submission and righteousness. Yeah. There's nothing right about man. There's nothing holy about man. This is what God would present to us. But we have to have a heart to perceive. We have to have ears to hear and eyes to see. And that's manifest in how we do. You know, when I talk to y'all about submission, it shows where your heart is. Because you think that I want to be the greatest. That's not what I want to do. And you think that because you want to be the greatest. I will not back up. I will not back up. I will not back up. Hallelujah. Here's what I heard Brother Stair say. He was speaking so beautifully this morning, so eloquent. Praise the Lord. And by the grace of God, I had a little spongy heart to soak some of it up. Yeah, submission is required. It's in every situation. He said it like this. Submission is required in the ruler to rule. Folk don't understand that. And it's also required in those to be ruled over. So it's the same act. It is the same act. It is the same act. It is the same act. If I submit to the call of God and I reprove you and rebuke you, that's submission to God. When you receive it, that's submission. So it's the same act. Okay. And God is pleased when we do what he sent us to do. And that's to submit. Submit to those that have the rule over you. Submit yourself one to another. In so doing, you are submitting to the righteousness of God. Huh? And we like to not submit, but when we don't submit, then that's what we're not submitting to. Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, when a heart's not right, submission is not a good word. We define it somewhere else. Obedience, we define it somehow. If we hear what the Spirit said and walk in that, then obedience is good, and submission is good, and righteousness is good, and I'm no good. That's when you hear right. That's when you see right. That's when you talk right. Hallelujah. But God is good all the time. All the time God is good. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm going on in Jesus' name. You know, when God sent Ezekiel, it's like if he sent anybody. He said, I'm sending you to rebellious folk. I've given them what they need, but they don't use it. He said, they have eyes to see. They even have ears to hear. They're not going to hear you. So God said, now you submit to this prophet. See? And that was his submission, going to these people that rejected him. Amen. Wouldn't receive him, wouldn't hear. He said, now they won't hear you, you know, because they don't listen to me. Nevertheless, I'm going to send you to them. Now he said, don't you be rebellious. You submit to me. Okay. So this is my submission. Where is yours? It's the same act. Hallelujah. Obedience is obedience. Praise the Lord. You know, whatever. Build the ark. Yeah, that's what Noah did to obey. Get up and get out. That's what Abraham did to obey. See? Same act. Thank you, Lord. And it's all a type for us. Once we receive the call from God, yeah, we get into the ark. Absolutely. We press into the kingdom. Noah had a vision. Not many others had it. In fact, they didn't encourage him, except in that they were doing what God said they'd do. Hallelujah. Noah had the faith of God. That's how he got it done. Now, we have faith, too. Yes, we do. That's why I'm talking this way. So we can do away with the other stuff and walk in the faith of God. See? Now, the folk that Ezekiel was sent to, they had eyes to see. The scripture says so. So they can hear you because I've given them ears, but they're not going to hear you. See? And that's where some of us stand. We have faith, but we have eyes to see, ears to hear, but we're not going to hear. And that stuff that gets in the way, we really like it. Once we hate it, then we'll do well. Hate evil. Thank you, Lord. I'm going on in the name of Jesus. I'll be done shortly. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, God submits. No? Is he not ruling over us? He had to submit to do it. Oh, I see. Glory, glory. Huh? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus, talking about the epitome of submission and faithful obedience. And we are in Christ and he's in us. Of course, all these other motions work, say different. You know, it's the same motion that they call fervent slothful or slothful fervent. It's just, you know, I mean, the thing I'm trying to talk to us about things, how we hear, because when we really hear what the Spirit say, it makes a difference. I'm telling you, you go to any religious folk and they'll talk to you about forsaking all the follow Jesus. You see how they do it. Huh? They'll even talk to you about being separate and holy. You see how they do it. Come on. They don't use different Bibles. I mean, in some instances, but for the most cause, they all say they believe what we believe. That Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings. Hallelujah. That he's our salvation. He's our wisdom. Our redemption. He's our sanctification. We're in him. He's in us. Huh? We belong to him. He belongs to us. We got no other purpose but to let him live in us. See? Well, I'm going to hold to it. Hallelujah. Even that's the grace of God. Like the man wrote, if you have a desire to be saved, that didn't come from you. No, 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 no. You need to cherish that. Cultivate that. Build on that. Come on. Absolutely. This is grace from God. This is God manifesting himself to you. Absolutely. You have to follow through with it. You know, there's those that are called, but they don't finish. Hallelujah. You know that everybody that starts not going to finish. And Paul said many run in a race, but only one received the prize. So he said, that's how you need to run. Know that in this race, only one's going to win the prize. So that's how you run. That doesn't speak to slothfulness. I see. But I'm telling you, some ears hear slothfulness different. You see what I'm saying? Make sure you careful how you hear now. Once you get the call, we don't have any time for anything else. And I remember, you know, God's call on my life. I didn't have any time to do anything else. Of course, he had to bring me into that because I was still there in the military till he kicked me out. God kicked me out. Absolutely. They gave me a good discharge. Honorable. I got a DD 214. Hallelujah. Y'all know what that is? That's my discharge. Huh? From that army so I can walk full in his army. Y'all want to see my DD 214? Hallelujah. Some of y'all won't get excited about anything. Huh? Yeah, that's my validation of liberation. They don't own me no more. See? That they relinquish claims on me. Yeah, that you got one, don't you? Yeah, we paid our debt. Hallelujah. But I began to see how God began to move on me to, you know, bring me out. You know, longer I stayed in there, the longer I knew this ain't right. I can't serve these people. Yeah. And finally, you know, I just came to that conclusion by the grace of God. And he said, you got to get out of here. It didn't take long either. No, praise the Lord. They gave me my walking papers. Hallelujah. Of course, you know, I went through my little humiliation, but that's not a problem. Humiliation is good. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And even after that, you know, like I said, from the very beginning, it was a calling out. Because I was serving God the way most people serve it. You know, I seen Easter, I seen Christmas, going to church on Sunday, you know, absolutely. I'd heard about Easter, Passover never crossed my mind. Like most, you understand. Well, you know, that's under the old covenant. Jesus Christ is our Passover. Under the new covenant. He's not our Easter. Everybody hear what I'm saying? What I'm talking about is the coming out. And it's a continual process. Hallelujah. Us being conformed is a continual progress. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, God's going to change us. And the end of it, we will be like him. Huh? All of this evil that we love, we will hate. We will hate the garment spotted by the flesh. Huh? We'll love righteousness. We'll love the truth. We'll be doers of the truth. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Yes, Lord. So on in the... Thank you, Lord. So, Jesus, the expressed image of the invisible God. Now, no one's going to outdo God in submission and humility. Not going to happen. This can't be done. Because he came from the highest to the lowest. Since we're not the highest, we can't outdo him. You understand? We have to go from the lowest to the lowest. All right. But he came all the way down. Huh? The holy God. Huh? Without spot or blemish. Holy. Praise the Lord. Humble himself. Been found in the form of a man. Now that's very humiliating for Almighty God. Y'all understand that? It's humiliating for God to dwell in this. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, so we see God submitting all the time, huh? I see. Well, we should submit to him, his submission. No? Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. The pride of thine heart has deceived thee. Oh, help me, Jesus, that thou dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? My lips are my own. Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest above the stars or among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. He resists the proud. We exalt ourselves. God will have to bring us down. We humble ourselves. God will have to exalt us. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Speak the truth to your neighbor. I will save my people. And the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah, saying, thus speak the Lord of hosts, execute true judgment. And shew mercy and compassion every man to his brother. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And let none of you imagine evil against his brother. But they refused to hearken and pulled away the shoulder, stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it is come to pass that as he cried and they would not hear, So they cried, and I would not hear, said the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all the nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, and no man passed through nor returned. For they laid the pleasant land desolate. Zechariah 8, again the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy. He's a jealous God. We belong to him, we're not for another. I was jealous for her with great fury. Great fury. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth. A city of truth. And the mounting of the Lord of hosts, the holy mount, women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem. Every man with his staff in his hand for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, shall it also be marvelous in mine eyes, said the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, tune in, but be attentive. Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country. And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong. Ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. For the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. It shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah, O house of Israel, hallelujah, so will I save you, hallelujah, and you shall be a blessing. Hallelujah. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath. Hallelujah. And I repent it not. So again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear ye not. These are the things that ye shall do. What shall we do, Lord? Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. I will be your God in truth and in righteousness. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace. Peace. Peace in your gates. Let none of you imagine evil in your heart against your neighbor. Hallelujah. What a good and perfect way this is, huh? Good and perfect way. Hallelujah. Oh, and love no false oath, for all these things I hate, saith the Lord. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, and the fast of the seventh, the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness, and cheerful feast. Therefore love the truth and peace. Boy, this is good instruction. Therefore, love the truth and peace. Hallelujah. Yeah, let's study war no more. Hallelujah. Oh, beat your swords into pruning hooks. That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt after deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. See how many times we hit truth and righteousness, and they're the same, you know. Hallelujah. Thank you. God is righteous, and by faith we're made righteous. Hallelujah. Acceptable to God. How about it? Justified. Therefore, being justified. By faith, we have peace with God. Huh? He's called us into the fellowship, Charlene. Glory, glory. All right. Oh, yes. But, we just have to abide in the truth. We can do it when we speak to our neighbor. We have to press into that. And as we are accustomed to doing it, we can do it when we pray. Really, God knows all things, yet men still lie to him. Oh, yeah. Not for good, though. Because when we lie to him, we say, you're not God. And I really don't need you. The other thing Brother Sears said about submission, he said submission is just needing somebody else other than yourself. Well, well, how about that? Submission is just needing somebody else other than yourself. Simple, huh? It is the power of God. Hallelujah. So this truth is, God is true. Yeah. He's truth and righteousness. Yeah. He's the light. No darkness in it. And we're invited to walk into this light. We've been called into the fellowship. That means as we walk in the light or walk in the truth, God's called us into that. Now make sure we speak the truth. Huh? And speaking the truth, we renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Huh? We counter that deceitful heart. See? So let's speak the truth. Speak the truth to our neighbor. Speak the truth to our God. Huh? So no, Neil's not the problem. It's me. Yeah, speak, don't lie to God. Don't lie to yourself. Or if I was in another location, or if I had another brother, tell the truth. It'll make you free. If I would just yield to God, if I would just submit to God, if I would just obey God, no matter where I am, what's going on, I'll be all right. Say it like that. Say it like that. Huh? It has nothing to do with my circumstances. It has to do with the God I believe in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. So the Lord called me out of the military because no man can serve two masters. Hallelujah. He called me out of the denominational churches. Y'all know I was called of God and I was in denomination. Absolutely. God brought me out. Hallelujah. Brought me out. A strong arm, a stretched out hand. Hallelujah. You know, he's still bringing us out. Y'all understand what I'm saying? God is still bringing us out. Hallelujah. He's still changing us. He's still working on you. Huh? Praise the Lord. Let him work on you, Angela. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Little by little. Amen. And one thing facilitated another. Absolutely. And by the grace of God, I got a hold of the truth of the Sabbath. Well, they start dropping. You understand? Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I still hold to when we receive the call of God. Now, hopefully you hear it like I hear. You press into the kingdom. That means you have time for nothing else. We don't have time for anything else. Folk doing other stuff is saying that they're not pressing into the kingdom. They hear it differently than I hear it. I don't know how you hear it, but how I hear it is I don't have time for anything else. And I see what God has done since he made the call. He started bringing me out of those things that I had time for. because I didn't have time for it. No time for the military. No time for denominational religion. Huh? No time. No time for the cares of this life. No time. Only time for God. He's got time for me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Well, are you excited, Pastor Rice? I give God the glory. Like, brother, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Are you screaming, howling in the prayer house? I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm grateful. Brother, did you cut out some of my discourse yesterday? I was listening and we were talking about apologist. Huh? Yeah. I'm going to say it again. Brother Edward asked me the question about, you know, what's the real meaning? Apologist. That's what they call it. Apologist. And the true meaning is a defender or an advocate. That's the true meaning. It don't mean that they're sorry. So somebody hearing might perceive it that way. So I'm always going to say I stand in defense of the gospel. Now, hopefully, brother, it'll carry through this time. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. That way I can serve y'all. Everybody understand me? Me being a servant of the Lord qualifies me to serve y'all. Y'all going to serve me? You need qualification. You need authority. Should we serve you, Pastor Wright? Well, you tell me. Y'all tell me. Huh? We should serve one another. In so doing, we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, he'll sit down in service. If we be found so doing, the master gonna serve us. Wash our feet. You know what we ought to do? Wash one another's feet. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'll be done shortly. Yeah, my soul doesn't magnify the Lord. Yeah, I don't apologize for having joy. No, I thank God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let you cool me down. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Yeah, I've looked like a fool many times. You know, I've been places of worship and, you know, I say something. And they turn around and look at me. Now, don't y'all do that. I'm going to glorify God here. Huh? I'm going to take my shoes off. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. I think by the Spirit of God, I said it pretty good today. I mean, the things that God says are true and right. We'll have to hear them as he say them. And that's what he does for us. He gives us ears to hear what he's saying. And most folk don't hear what the Spirit said. Some can't. Here we are. We can if we want to. But lo and behold, sometimes we are deceived. We're distracted. Praise the Lord. But many times you'll read in the scripture, he that have ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit said. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe, you know, when a sinner is really convinced he's a sinner, you don't need to write out a prayer for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How do you know? Well, how do you think I know? Huh? I still pray this sinner's prayer. what prayer do you pray? Amen. Huh? I mean, the work of grace in our hearts enable us to pray the sinner's prayer. Huh? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Okay, help me, Lord. I'm going to finish this in Jesus' name. God said he's going to save us. And he cannot lie. So let us understand that in all the doings, that's what God is doing. Y'all understand that? I will strengthen the house of Judah. I will save the house of Joseph. I will bring them again to place them. For I will have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off. For I am the Lord their God, and will hear them. How about that? Hallelujah. And they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as through wine. Yea, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in the Lord. I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they shall increase as they have increased. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live with their children and turn again. I will bring them also out of the land of Egypt and gather them out of Assyria, and I will bring them into the land of Gilead. And Lebanon and place shall not be found for them. And he shall pass through the sea with affliction, and shall smite the waves in the sea, and all the deeps of the rivers shall dry up. And the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart away. And I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, saith the Lord. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will refine them as silver is refined. I will try them as gold is tried, and they shall call upon my name. I will hear them, and I will say, this is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. May we hear what the Spirit says. Let the word fall upon good ground. Hallelujah. We have received the call, have we not? Let's press into the kingdom. Brother Timothy, would you pray for us? Hallelujah.
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you again. Another day of grace and for your long suffering, your keeping power, Lord. And stand on your promises again, Lord. We see your determination is to save your people. And so, Lord, help us to keep our focus, Lord. We have all been given the call and too often easily distracted, Lord. And so turn away our eyes from beholding vanity, Lord. This world is not our home. And help us, O God, to be thankful and keep our minds stayed on you, Lord. Too often, again, distractions. And so help us, O God, keep our focus. And I believe you will, Lord, and you are. Thank you for sending Pastor Rice again today, Lord, and labor to minister. So needful, Lord. We need this daily bread. It's good to be here with the saints. And thank you for bringing Sister Teresa over here. And I just want to read this one here, Pastor. It says, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him.
Hallelujah.
So again, Heavenly Father, we know you're a jealous God, and you'll not give us to another. And so I pray, Father, help us, O God, get the idols out of our heart. And thank you, Lord, again, that the prophet was sent to let us know you're coming a lifetime. And as always, Lord, I say, help us get off the pages and get an application. We are poor and needy people, and we thank you, Lord, for those listening as well. And coming up on Feast of Trumpets, Lord, we pray, Father, again, to gather your people and help us, O God, to be one, that there be no division among us, and we perfectly join together. And with that, Lord, oh God, we need that place of humility, and too often pride comes in many forms, Lord, so deliver us, O God, from any pride, arrogancy, haughtiness, high-mindedness. And help us, O God, deliver us from any hypocrisy, pretense, and a worshiping prayer, Lord. We would be determined to Oh, perfect worship, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, for every brother, every sister, and we will see one another. So as I always say, Lord, keep us in your will and in your way. Make us ready. Make us one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Thank you, brother. Praying for us. Thank God for you, you and especially you. I'm blessed to be able to stand before you and speak the word of God. But I have to press into it. Hallelujah. I have to press into it. After receiving the call, I must press toward the kingdom. All right. Let's hear it as it is spoken. We have time for nothing else. No time for foolishness. Cast off the works of darkness. Night is far spent. The day is at hand. Huh? You walk in this light. Walk in this light. Don't be distracted. Don't be deceived. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord bless you. Thanks for the help we got in the okra patch. That was beautiful. Huh? We done in a little time what it usually take me half the day to do. So thank you, saints. Appreciate that. Hallelujah. I may have time to go swimming today. Hallelujah. And go to the woodpile. Praise the Lord. Maranatha, saints. Again, we pray for Brother David. Lord, raise him up, make him whole. We pray for Sister Edie. Lord, raise her up, make her whole. We pray for the infirmities of your people, Lord. Deliver in Jesus' name. Let healing virtue flow. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. No, brother, listen to me. Listen to me. You go get the subjects and we will do them. If Ron's not available, Tim will be. No, there's two of them. Surely they can break off a little bit and butcher. Can we do more than one thing? Thank you, Jesus. All right. Y'all encouraged? Y'all like to eat that meat, don't you? That way we won't have to buy it. Hallelujah. We can be faithful in what God has given. Huh? Yeah, what kind of blessing is this? You know, we got so many cattle that we don't have time. What a blessing. Huh? Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Aren't you blessed, Jim? I mean, we got a few sisters got new wigs on today. Here's one, there's one. God still love y'all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.
Due to an editing error yesterday, the following is from yesterday's message, A Rebellious House. Apologies for the error. Maranatha, Brother Christian.
Yeah, brother, you're going to ask the hard question. I don't mind. What? I don't mind because I'm honest with myself. Ask me a hard question.
I really want to know. This apologetics thing, what is that in the theological sense or however they use it out there? Because like when yesterday, when you was talking about being ashamed, I was talking about it in that sense. Like, okay, like you're talking about being unequally yoked. They want us to be ashamed of what we believe and what we do. In other words, they look for apologies.
I understood.
But what does it mean in the true sense?
You stand in defense of the gospel.
Okay.
Firm. You're firm. You're a champion.
Hallelujah.
For the gospel.
That's All right.
That's what, in the true sense, that's what it means. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But still, I'd rather say I stand in defense of the gospel. Yeah. So there's no misunderstanding. Praise the Lord.